Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer to Guard Our Mouth by Emily Rose Massey. Read by Leah Martin. To speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we've done, but according to His mercy, He saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by His grace, we should become heirs, according to the hope of eternal life. Titus 3:2-7. As believers, our speech should be as one who's been forgiven. We've received the gift of mercy from on high, which has triumphed over our dooming judgment. When we don't show mercy to others and condemn them for their sin, we'll not receive mercy. We often give mercy to the measure that we understand we've received mercy. If we come up short at showing mercy, the way to increase our merciful responses toward others is to meditate on the mercy we've received from the Lord. We were once enemies of God, and by grace, through faith, we've been justified, forgiven, and redeemed. This should cause us to walk in humility and kindness with even the most difficult people in our lives. One way that we can walk in mercy with one another is to guard our mouths from speaking evil against one another, especially if someone has wronged us or hurt us. We should never resort to gossip or share with someone else about another person. How do you know if what you're saying is judgmental? Ask yourself, would I say this to the person's face? Would this hurt their feelings at all if they overheard me? Titus 3:2-7 instructs us to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we've done, but according to His mercy, He saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. That having been justified by His grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Titus 3:2-7. If guarding your mouth is difficult for you when you're upset and you tend to get offended easily, remember any of us can ask God for grace. to be able to not allow our flesh to rule us. The Holy Spirit will convict us of our sin, but also strengthen us to be able to walk in obedience by showing humility and mercy to all. One of the fruits of the Spirit that we've been given is self-control. And if you're born again, you've been endowed with that ability by the power of the Spirit. We're either yielding to the Spirit or we are yielded to the flesh. We'll be given as many opportunities as possible and tests on our faith journey to cultivate the fruit of the Spirit. As disciples of Christ, we should see genuine growth with each passing day that we choose to walk in the Spirit and deny the flesh. Let's reflect upon the mercy that we've received and ask the Lord to help us speak words filled with mercy. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I don't deserve your mercy, but you've been so extravagant with your love for me. Help me to reflect upon the gift of your forgiveness daily so that I can extend the same love to others. When I'm tempted to lose my temper or gossip, set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Help me cultivate and develop the fruit of self-control by the power of your Spirit so that I can continue to walk peaceably with all gentleness and humility as your word commands. In Jesus' name, amen. Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Our world can feel chaotic and uncertain, but we don't have to live enslaved to fear. Christ has promised me and you his peace, and throughout Scripture has provided powerful tools and practical steps to help us experience greater freedom. I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, inviting you to join me and my team as together we learn how to starve our fears and feed our faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com or wherever you access podcast content.